All right, so one of the subjects, remember before we started our teen talks, before we got started in all this, we handed out a slip of paper and we asked you, what are some important issues or some things that are important to you? And so you wrote those down on a piece of paper. We took and compiled those, made a list. And so on that list, of course, it's a mixed group tonight, so we're going to keep it. We're going to keep it in such a way that we can talk about subjects as a mixed group, okay? So we're going to talk about music because some of you put on your paper, can you be a Christian and listen to worldly music? That's a good question. All right, that's a good question. So, again, one of those topics that we were asked to discuss was music. And so we're going to talk about how music affects us. And so with the help of the Lord, we want to start into this subject. And we maybe wanted to address maybe one certain area tonight. Maybe next Sunday, we will address another area. But we want to start into a study tonight. And some things that come to mind in this study is one. The question that was asked of one of the young people or a couple young people was, could a Christian listen to worldly music? Another thing that I thought about as I was thinking about this study is, how does the kind of music that I'm listening to affect my mood and how I perceive things? That was a question that came to my mind. Another question is, does what I'm listening to affect my witness for God? That's another question that came to my mind. But tonight, many scriptures in the Bible have to do with music. If you look, many of the Psalms talk about musical instruments, singing psalms, reading psalms, and those sorts of things. All throughout the Bible, there are references. And so let's think about Psalms 105 and 2. It talks about sing unto him, sing psalms unto him. So who is him that we are talking about?
Jesus.
God. Jesus. All right. So we're singing unto him. Psalms 104:33 says, I will sing praise to my God. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So these are just three scriptures tonight that are dealing with, again, singing praise unto God. So I guess I start off with a question tonight. Can we, by listening to worldly music, can we glorify God? Can we glorify God by listening to worldly music? Just a question. Just a question. I just want to stir up your thoughts tonight. And so in saying that, let's consider the first question. Can a Christian listen to worldly music? And so, before I get into maybe some of my thoughts tonight, I highly encourage you, all right? There's nothing that I would, as far as going against or saying anything against maybe what your house rules are. So I guess what I'm saying is I encourage you to follow the rules and guidelines established in your home. Some of you may have those guidelines. Maybe you have rules established as far as music is concerned. Those, I encourage you to highly encourage you to follow those rules. All right? Those are the rules for the home. But again, I'm not going to stand up here tonight and I'm not going to come right out and tell you that you are a sinner for listening to worldly music. And you must listen to only Church of God music. But each of you, and this is an individual walk. Would you say that? The life of a Christian is an individual walk, right? Would you agree with that? Can I see it? Can somebody shake their head yet? I see Brother Seth over here. He's shaking his head. Can somebody say amen? Anyway. Ah, there you go. See, I knew you could do it. So, it's an individual walk, and it is up to you. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you along a certain line, it's your job to listen to Him, right? And be obedient. But I'd like you to first consider a few things when considering music that you are listening to. So let's turn to Philippians 4:8. We want to spend a little bit of time here in Philippians 4:8. There are some key words in this scripture text that I want to consider tonight. All right, I want to consider tonight. Again, this is a question that you asked about. Somebody asked about in this room. But anyway, so I think it's good because, you know, sometimes I think about these things. All right, I think about these things. So, Philippians 4:8, it says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things." I want to read it out of the Amplified also. It says, "Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart." So the question that comes to mind when reading the scripture, can you say that the music that, and that puts me in this too, all right? I'm not saying just you, I'm saying me too. But that music that you are listening to, that I'm listening to, does it cause us to think on these things that Paul is saying that we should think about? So in other words, is what you're listening to, is it true? Is what you're listening to honorable and worthy of respect? I'm just pulling a few key things out of what Paul's saying here. So is what you're listening to, is it worthy of honor, or is it honorable and worthy of respect? Is it right and confirmed by God's word? Is it pure and wholesome? So in other words, what comes to my mind is can you listen to what you're listening to and keep a pure mind and heart? I want you to think about that. Is what you're listening to, can you keep a pure mind and a pure heart? I said, I'm just reading the Word of God, and I'm just giving you some questions. So what I'm thinking about is, if you are listening to worldly music, what are some things that worldly music gets you thinking on? Anybody? Okay, drinking. Is that honorable? Because most of them are probably not just talking about drinking. You're probably talking about getting drunk. And a lot of times what you do when you're drunk is not honorable. Okay, so in other words, when you get in, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So in other words, there are some songs that get you considering violence. It's talking about violence. Think about rap music. If anybody listens to rap music, what is rap music? I mean, what do most of the lyrics contain? Well, Brother Benjamin said you can't understand it. But I tell you what, if you took the lyrics, though, and you look at some of the lyrics, it doesn't speak well of women. Yeah, and it says explicit for a reason. So the point that I'm getting at is most of the lyrics, and I would say the biggest majority of the songs get you thinking on things that a Christian should be thinking on. Would you agree with that? And it does affect our attitude, and it does affect what we think on. And you find yourself throughout the day, maybe the song comes on, you find yourself humming to that tune or singing along with that song, and then all of a sudden it dawns on you, like, what in the world am I singing? Huh? Now think about it. So what are you singing, or what you're listening to, is it honorable? Is it going to help you as a person stay honorable? Again, I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. I'm just helping you think a little bit tonight. That's what my job is to help you think. Help you become better people. But I want you to think about, you know, the question is, can you be a Christian and listen to worldly music? Or maybe a better question is, can you stay a Christian and listen to worldly music?
One fighting the other.
I'm sorry?
So it's one fighting the other.
Exactly. Exactly. So it goes on to say, we talked about whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace. Now, especially if you're going through maybe a time of turmoil in your life and the songs that you're listening to, does those songs bring peace? It probably adds to your confusion. It probably adds to that turmoil. Again, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence. So does, when we're talking about excellence, does what you are listening to bring out the best in you? I want you to think about that. Does what you're listening to bring out the best in you? That's what we're talking about by excellence. So what are you listening to? Does it bring out the best in you tonight? Again, just trying to make you think. Just trying to make you think. And what you're listening to, can you give God praise for that? Or can you give God praise in what you're listening to? Does it put you in an attitude of praise by what you're listening to? I'd say probably it's quite contrary. All right? Quite contrary to bringing praise to God. But if we're thinking, it says all these things that Paul's saying, these are the things we need to be thinking on. And it says, think continually on these things. But if we are thinking on, again, you talked about violence. You talked about, of course, let's face it, country music's filled full of all kinds of sexual lyrics. You can find sexual lyrics in a lot of other songs too. All right? Violence, you know, violence against women, it's full of profanity. And if you're thinking continually on those things, how can you have your mind focused on the things of God? Again, just a question. Just a question. But Paul says all these things, talking about being honorable, talking about pure and wholesome, being lovely and it bringing peace. This is what Paul says we need to think on continually. So that means that whatever we are thinking on, all right, that is contrary to these things that Paul says, then what do we need to do with them? Hello? What do you think we need to do with those?
Eliminate them.
Eliminate them. Very good. Sister Shannon says eliminate them. Well, how do we do that? Okay, by not choosing to listen to those things. Listen to me, young people. Listen to me. And I, when I was down in Somersville there a while back, and I'm going to be honest with you. The music I listen to affects my attitude. It affects my attitude. It affects your attitude, whether you want to admit it or not. It affects your attitude. I think about the lyrics of a song by Bon Jovi. It says, "It's my life." All right, I'm not going to live forever. So I'm going to do whatever I can do to feel alive. And again, it's my life. Is it really our life? So you understand where I'm going with this. In other words, it gets us thinking about, you know, there's times where, you know, that song comes to my mind, you know, it's my life. No, it's not. The Bible tells us we're not our own. We're God's. So again, it gets... The songs we listen to, the things that we put in here, affects our attitude. It affects our attitude. So could you take your favorite song or songs and just take and think about the lyrics? I know there's a song that comes to your mind right now. It's your favorite song. I want you to think about the lyrics. I want you to think about the lyrics. Does the lyrics make you blush a little bit? Huh? Does the lyrics make you blush a little bit? And do those lyrics of that song fit what Paul says that we should be thinking on? Again, I'm just trying to get you to think tonight. I'm just trying to get you to think a little bit tonight. You know, we want to be all we can be for God. But if we're putting things in here, and we're choosing to put things in here that are contrary to what Paul's talking about, then it's going to hinder us in our walk with God. And it's going to affect our attitude, and it's going to affect all the other phases of our life. You know, we have been in groups, ladies and men, we've been talking about, you know, how we treat a woman, how we treat a man, or you know, some of the things that affect our minds as far as, you know, guy and girl relationships and those sorts of things. Music's one of those things. Music's one of those things. And so what we choose to listen to is going to affect. It's going to affect our mind. I think about many songs have a great sexual theme. I think about there's some Dierks Bentley songs out there. Some of you might be Dierks Bentley fans. There might be some of you that might be Chris Young fans. Some of you might be Josh Turner fans. Have you ever listened to have you ever thought about some of the lyrics to some of their songs? Because I typed in lyrics that have sexual whatever in there. And Chris Young, Dierks Bentley, and Josh Turner, a lot of those came up. So what I'm trying to get at is, have you ever thought about the lyrics? So those songs, you're tapping your foot, and you're singing along with them, and are you thinking about, what am I singing? is this focusing my mind on the things of God? Or is my mind going elsewhere? Come on, let's be real. Let's be real. I doubt if it's getting your mind focused on God, folks. Again, we already mentioned rap. Very much, I mean, it's just all profanity, all foul language, but again, it promotes violence against women. Now, what kind of world, why would you want to live in a world like that, and why would you want to be thinking about things like that? Also, I want you to think about, there are groups out there that in their lyrics, it is promoting rising up against authority. Guns N' Roses. I know they're kind of irrelevant at this particular stage of the game. But Guns N' Roses, everywhere that they went after their concert, there was rioting in the streets. I mean, they were burning things, setting cars on fire, overturning cars. Oh, yeah. Well, you get enough people, you can overturn a car. But the point that I'm getting at is their lyrics. If you think about, well, and I tell you what, Brother Mike, when he preached last time, he lost me when he talked about Welcome to the Jungle. All right? Because actually, that's one of the Guns N' Roses songs. But anyway, he lost me. I got lost right there. All right? But anyway, but those are the kinds of things that the lyrics and songs are promoting, is rising up against authority. Does that fit the criteria of what Paul is talking about? Again, I'm just trying to make you think here. I have no doubt in my mind tonight that you want to live a successful life for God. I have no doubt in my mind you want to live a successful life for God. But, you know, I'm not doing my job if I don't call your mind to some things that are hindering us in our walk with God. And I say us, all right? I'm not pointing the finger at you. If I am pointing the finger at you, I've got at least three pointing back at me. All right? But we want to live successfully for God. And if we are not careful, we will allow these things, such as the music that we listen to hinder us in our walk with God. So again, the question I ask you, or the question that I started with tonight, is can we be a Christian and live a successful life for God? And listen to the music, or listen to worldly music, and be successful? I'll let you answer that question. I'll let you answer that question. Again, I just want to stir your minds up. I'm not, like I said, I didn't start into this tonight to say, if you are not singing Church of God songs or listening to Church of God songs, you are a sinner. That's the Holy Spirit's job. That's the Holy Spirit's job. But are we listening to things tonight? Are we listening to things? Or can we clean up our music playlist? Why don't we leave it this way before we let you go? Why don't you go through your playlist? Look at your playlist and just look at the titles of the songs, and can you go through there and say, does this meet the criteria that Paul was talking about? And I challenge you tonight. Then if it doesn't, delete it from your playlist. That's what I challenge you to do tonight. Delete it from your playlist. If you can go through there and say, yeah, That meets the criteria that Paul was talking about. Leave it in your playlist. But that's my challenge. If you go through your playlist and say, nah, that doesn't fit the criteria that Paul's talking about here, delete it. But young people, I want you to be successful. God wants you to be successful. And the Bible talks about us putting off those things that hinder us. And if we're not careful, you think, well, the music that I listen to is such a little thing. Well, when it gets right down to it, is it really a little thing? Is it really a little thing in, you know, as far as our Christian walk is concerned? It could become a really, really big thing. Because again, what we listen to and what we fill our mind with affects our attitude. It affects our attitude about how we look at our parents, how we look at life, how we look at, you know, we look at people, how we look at the things of God, and when the Word of God is preached. It's all of those things. It affects every aspect of our life. And so that's my challenge tonight. Go through your playlist. Go through your playlist. And look at your playlist and say, does this meet the criteria that Paul's talking about in Philippians 4 and 8? And if it doesn't, I challenge you, delete it. That's my challenge. Put something else in there in that slot that fits the criteria. And I want you to see how it affects your attitude. How it affects your attitude towards the things of God and just your outlook on life. All right? That's my challenge to you. All right? Now, I don't have a playlist, so to speak, but I've got all kinds of stations on my Pandora. I'll do the same thing. I'll go through and I'll delete those from my Pandora. All right? Let us stay.